Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our mother. Amen. Some do not believe in hell, but it does not cease to exist because some do not believe in it.
God does not send anyone to hell, but it is oneself who chooses it by rejecting God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church in 1033 says, "We cannot be united with God unless we freely choose to love him, but we cannot love God if we sin gravely against him, against our neighbor or against ourselves. He who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Our Lord warns us that we shall be separated from him if we fail to meet the serious needs of the poor and the little ones who are his brethren. To die in mortal sin without repenting and accepting God's merciful love means remaining separated from him forever by our own free choice. This state of definitive self-exclusion from communion with God and the blessed is called hell. Hell is such a terrible and final state that all the images we can make of it are too small. In the sacred scriptures, we are told about eternal fire in Matthew chapters 25 and 13. In some visions of saints, God makes them see a sea of fire, like the three shepherd children of Fatima, St. Faustina Kowalska, and St. Teresa of Jesus.
St. Faustina Kowalska affirms, "Today I have been in the depths of hell, led by an angel. It is a place of great torment. How frighteningly great is its extent. The types of torments that I have seen. The first torment that constitutes hell is the loss of God. The second, the continuous remorse of conscience. The third, that destiny will never change. The fourth torment is the fire that will penetrate the soul, but will not annihilate it. It is a terrible torment. It is a purely spiritual fire, ignited by divine anger. The fifth torment is permanent darkness, a horrible and suffocating smell. And despite the darkness, demons and damned souls see each other and see all the evil of others and their own. The sixth torment is the continual company of Satan. The seventh torment is a tremendous despair, hatred toward God, curses, blasphemies. These are the torments that all the damned suffer together, but it is not the end of the torments. There are particular torments for different souls, which are torments of the senses. Each soul is tormented in a tremendous and indescribable way with what it has sinned with. There are horrible dungeons, abysses of torment where one torment differs from the other. I would have died at the sight of those terrible tortures if the omnipotence of God had not sustained me. Let the sinner know, with the sense that he sins, with that he will be tormented for all eternity. I write it by the order of God so that no soul excuses itself by saying that hell does not exist or that nobody was there or knows what it is like. I, Sister Faustina, by order of God, was in the depths of hell to speak to souls and give testimony that hell exists. Now I can't talk about it. I have the order to put it in writing. The demons had a great hatred for me, but by order of God, they had to obey me. What I have written is a faint shadow of the things I have seen. I have observed one thing. Most of the souls that are there are those who did not believe that hell exists. When I came to myself, I could not recover from the terror, how terribly souls suffer there. That is why I pray even more ardently for the conversion of sinners, and I incessantly invoke God's mercy on them. Oh, my Jesus, I prefer to agonize in the greatest torments until the end of the world than to offend you with the least sin. One day I saw two roads, a wide road covered with sand and flowers, full of joy and music and other entertainment. People went this way dancing and having fun. They reached the end without realizing that it was already the end. But at the end of the road, there was a terrible precipice, that is to say, the infernal abyss. Those souls fell blindly into that abyss. As they came, they fell. And they were so numerous that it was impossible to count them.
Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.